Hey, what's going on, B? Recently, I told you about one of my favorite new coworkers, Straws. Straws has had a lot of adventures, and I fucking love hearing about them. I can't get enough of hearing about them. We're talking about multiple dick pics, you know, walking in on threesomes, all that kind of shit, and I just fucking love it. Well, Friday night rolls around, and me, the bad boy, and the golden gun are toying around with going to the bar, and we had an idea that what if Straws came to the bar with us? Straws seems to have a pretty fucking active life. What if we can transfer some of that excitement to the bar itself? So we put the invite out there. So let's take a look at the landscape right now. I don't know if I've ever actually explained this. I'm 34 years old. You know that. I freely talk about my age and I'm not a fucking bitch about it. The Golden Gun's 30. Golden Gun's 30, has 4 kids. He's married. The bad boy is 21. That made me think the other night. I was actually thinking about that. I was like, Jesus Christ, if you told me 5 years ago, listen, buddy, your wife is going to leave you, and then you're going to start hitting bars after work with a 21-year-old, I'd have thought that I was living under a fucking bridge somewhere. Like, holy Christ, have I fallen off the map? I actually might have. But you get to a point sometimes when you're working with people, you don't really realize how fucking old they were, or old they are, I should say, and then one day you just start thinking, like, Jesus Christ, I'm boozing with a fucking 21-year-old? Shit. Yeah, well, it hasn't fucking stopped me so far. Straws is older than all of us. Straws is 36. Straws is divorced like me. Straws is a kid. So we've gone to the bar enough that the bartenders know us. But they've never met Straws before, so they were intrigued. Who is this lady sitting with these three fucking Neanderthals that come in here Friday nights? We usually sit at the bar, but since there's 4 of us, fuck that. You're not going to be able to fucking hear each other. So there was like a table in the middle, so we sat at the fucking table. So the bartender walks over, one of the bartenders, B. And here's what I know about B so far. He wants to fuck the clientele. B's usually working on whatever ladies are in the room. B walks over, pulls up a fucking chair. He wants to see what the fuck's going on here with Straws, right? So he assumes that she's with one of the three of us, right? So he sits down and he's like, all right, which one are you with? Him or him? He points to the golden gun and he points to the bad boy. He doesn't fucking point to me. What the fuck? Why the fuck can't I get in on this? You don't think I could be dating her, goddammit? Jesus Christ, have I fallen this fucking far? Like, he didn't even consider it. Which one of you two are dating her? Because this fucking long-haired asshole, he ain't fucking her. I know that right now. There's no fucking chance. This fucking man-beast, not a chance. He could fucking smell that on me. I know I said I'm not going to be dating anybody anymore, but that doesn't mean I deserve to be fucking left out of this conversation. You know what the craziest fucking thing about this was? The seating arrangements. That fucking question that B asked made no sense based on the fucking seating arrangements. So, we were at the fucking table, right? I was sitting next to her, for fuck's sake. I was next to her. You fucking left me out, I was right fucking next to her. The other two dudes were across the goddamn table. If you're gonna fucking be dating somebody at the... I'm all fucking worked up here. I'm gonna slow this down. If she was dating any of us, which she's not, she'd either be dating the guy next to her, which was fucking me, or the guy across from her, which was the golden gun. The fucking guy diagonal should be fucking left out of the scenario every fucking time if we're going to be assuming that one of the three is dating us. If you're only going to ask fucking two, you're not going to ask the guy diagonal. You're going to say, which one of you two are dating? The guy right fucking next to her? Or the guy across? Jesus Christ! Come on, B! You're fucking killing me here, son! That was a very interesting situation. We actually brought that up to him. We're like, yo, B, sit your fucking ass down for a second. How come when you asked who she came with, you didn't fucking include my sweet ass on that list? And he was like, this fucking guy never said anything. He didn't say a word. I didn't say a word? My fucking ass? That might be the first fucking time in my life somebody's accused me of not fucking saying anything. And here's the best part of that. After he asked that original question, which one did she come with? And the bad boy's like, are you fucking kidding me? She's like fucking 16 years older than me. Holy shit. Way to blow up his fucking spot. Jesus Christ. He's just trying to find out if he's single, and you're like, dude, that's an old bitch right there. You don't want any fucking part of that. God damn, bad boy. You might be wondering why I call Straws Straws. One day we're sitting in training class at work, and she had like a protein shake or a fucking Slim Fast or some shit. And I was like, is that good? She's like, it's not bad, but I could be drinking it faster with a straw. Wait, what? What the fuck are you talking about? You can't drink faster with a fucking straw than you can without a fucking straw. She's like, well, I can. No, you can't. That doesn't make any fucking sense. Straws, that makes no fucking sense. You can't drink faster with a fucking straw than you can with the... God, Jesus Christ. It doesn't make any fuck... Just trust me, it doesn't make any fucking sense, straws. So back to the bar. She orders a drink. I don't know what the fuck she got. It was like fucking vodka and soda or water or some shit, right? So she sits there, puts a fucking straw in the drink, because she wants to be able to drink that shit fast. And she takes a sip of it at one point, and she's like, ew, gross. And we're like, gross? What the you just ordered that. Don't you like it? She's like, no, I don't. Why the fuck did you just order something you didn't like? She's like, because it only has 61 calories, and it gets you drunk faster. We're at a fucking bar. Everything gets you drunk in the fucking bar. What are you talking about? We told the bartenders B&J the story. They fucking loved every second of it. They're like, wait a second. You fucking ordered a drink you didn't fucking like? They like gave her some other drink, and she fucking liked it. You can follow me on Twitter at Johnson Hates You. You can follow the podcast on Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play, or whatever other fucking site that you fucking feel like. And I'm going to give you new episodes on Sundays and Wednesdays.